Oasis Audio presents The Sacred Search by Gary Thomas, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Chapter 1. A Tale of Two Tears. The faithful pastor's face grew taut as he told me, "Let me be honest with you. My marriage has constituted the biggest cross of my life." The tears that slipped out of his eyes and rolled down his cheeks provided a sobering picture of the weight this man carries with him every day of his life. Instead of launching him into newer and bigger opportunities, instead of providing encouragement and sustenance and hope, his marriage is acting like a dead weight. God continues to use him, but he walks his journey with a rock in his shoe that hurts him every step of the way. A 30-something woman looked into my eyes and let tears of another sort flow freely as she spoke of her husband's care for her. She's had some health-related issues to contend with, and life has not been easy. But her husband has been another kind of rock, a source of tremendous encouragement and acceptance. Next to Jesus, my husband has been the greatest joy in my life. I can't even imagine where I'd be without him, or how I would have faced all that I have without him by my side. Both of these scenarios are true. I'm sorry that they may reinforce gender stereotypes, the male leader and the woman needing support, because they are based in fact I can't with integrity change them. Look past that for a moment to see the real-life frustration and joy respectively that each person feels. One person is crying tears of pain, working as hard as he can to keep his marriage together, but his relationship is compared to a cross. It saps his strength, but he perseveres, because he knows it's the right thing to do. The other person is also crying, but not because she's struggling through a difficult relationship. She weeps because she is grateful for a man who loves her so well, so wonderfully, that she can't imagine life without him. Tears of pain and tears of joy. A marriage compared to bearing the cross. A union compared to a foretaste of heaven. 10 years after you're married, what kind of tears will you be crying? Will they be the stinging tears of pain or warm tears generated by joy? The reality is, every marriage has plenty of both kinds of tears. But it's also true that some marriages are marked primarily by pain, while others are marked primarily by joy. No marriage is easy, but some marriages build each partner up while others tear each partner down. Every marriage takes time and effort, but some marriages sap the spouse's strength while others generate joy and enthusiasm and intimacy. I'm writing this book because I want you to cry tears of joy on your 10th anniversary. I want you to be able to say with all sincerity, "Next to becoming a Christian, marrying my spouse is the best decision I've ever made." But here's the thing that might shock you. The answer to this question may well be driven more by why you get married than by who you marry. It's not that the who doesn't matter. In fact, it matters very much. It's just that asking and settling the why question first will set you up to make a wise choice about the who. Why do you want to get married? That's what you need to ask before you decide who to marry. It's a particularly important question because if you make one bad financial investment, you can always start over. But biblical marriage is a one-shot deal. Many Christians believe there are a couple of biblically accepted causes for divorce, but these are limited and severe. In the vast majority of cases, should you become disappointed in your choice, your obligation as a believer will be to work it out instead of walking out and starting over. This fact alone makes it doubly worth the time, effort, and even the heartache of a breakup for believers to make sure they're making a wise decision before they enter into marriage. Once you get married, every evening, every weekend, every holiday, every morning will be marked, for good or for ill, by that relationship. The person you marry is the last person you'll see every night before you go to sleep. Their face is the first one you'll see when you wake up in the morning. Their words will encourage or discourage you. Their humor will make you laugh in amusement or cry in shame. Their body will pleasure you or threaten you. Their hands will